Well, good morning, everyone. The Committee on Finance and Tax will now come to order. Stephanie, please call the roll.
Chair Rodriguez?
Here.
Senator Cruz?
Here.
Senator Berman?
Here.
Senator Harrell? Senator Hooper? Senator Jones?
Here.
Senator Ray Rodriguez?
Here.
Senator Wright?
Here.
A quorum is present, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Stephanie. And Senator Harrell will be here soon. She's presenting a bill in another committee. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. We're going to go ahead and start in order with tab 1, CS for SB 1194, a local tax referenda requirements by Senator Boyd. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senators. This is a fairly simple bill. This bill, 1194, requires local tax referendum elections to be held at a general election. Those include things like tourist development tax, children's services tax, county temporary excess ad valorem millage, and so on. The purpose of 1194 is to have these initiatives on a general election when voter turnout is generally higher, and also you can contain the cost within one election rather than having a separate cost for a special election. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions on the bill? Okay. Are there any appearance forms for this bill? Okay, the first one is Philip Sitterman, Americans for Prosperity, waiving in support. Okay. Chris Doolin, for information purposes, you are recognized.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Chris Doolin. I work with the Small County Coalition and also the small school districts. Most of you have heard my comments about the value of a mill and the value of the sales tax. That's not what I'm talking about today. This bill, and I absolutely wonderful, increased voter participation on revenue generators by the public. Our concern, however, is the impact of the timing. You've got two categories here. You've got sales tax. You move a sales tax referendum to a general election. You can still collect it when the referendum says you can start it. But the millage is very different. The millage, if you move the decision on a millage, on a mill, you effectively miss the trim notice. So the reason you've been before the trim notice, okay, it takes a little to get your head around. Your trim notice is early. And in order to collect the revenue from a ad valorem millage rate, you have to be on the trim. And the trim authorizes collection beginning the subsequent January 1st. You move this millage rate to the general election, and you effectively can't get on the trim until the next year, and you effectively delay the collection of that revenue for 14 months. So the issue, there are several issues. One is just the increase voter participation, but the second is there's an expectation when you go to the public and ask them to put their money up, they want to see results. And to simply create a scenario that waits 14 months, it's hard to explain these anyway, much less on what you're going to use the money, but when you're going to get it done. They want to see results. So we're working with the sponsor on the House side. Effectively, if you can figure out a transition, fine. One of that would have to be you have millage issues in play now where the term will expire, but essentially you're going to have to move that renewal of that millage, that optional millage, up 2 years before you could ever intentionally to meet the obligation here. So there, the easiest way would be to delete those sections that deal with the millage or come up with a way for an exemption on the trim notice, something like that. But there are counties and school boards that are currently using this. In fact, the chair has one in her district. But so I just wanted to raise that because it could easily go past you. Okay?
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
All right. Very good.
Is there any debate on the bill? Okay. Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to thank Senator Boyd for bringing this bill forward. I think it's a great bill. I've actually seen campaign documents from back home of special districts that were contemplating tax campaigns and have hired outside consultants who advise them to do special elections and avoid the general election ballot so that a majority of the voters can be bypassed. I think this is a great bill. I think the voters should have the say, and it should be done at a time when the voters actually see it. And I like this bill so much, I've sent in a co-sponsor request. I don't know if you've accepted yet, but I hope you do, because I'm looking forward to voting for it today.
Okay. All right, very good. As you said, I am affected by this because of Monroe County, but I believe that there is some language in the works to address that, so I look forward to seeing that at the next committee stop, but you have my support today. Senator Boyd, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And let me just briefly touch on that. And Senator Rodriguez, of course, I mean, I'd be honored to have your co-sponsorship or whatever we call it over here, co-introducership or the like. But thank you for those comments. And he is spot on. And along with that, there is an extra cost. We had one in Manatee County that cost the voters an extra $300,000 where they could have waited 3 or 4 months and had it at a general election. To Mr. Doolin's point, he's aware of this. Representative Robinson is the genesis of this and brought it to me, which I really liked. He's a lawyer. He does this type of work for a living. He's been working on, and Mr. Doolin, I think, is aware of it, and others that have raised the concern of that nuance and the timing issue. Representative Robinson is working on that. He's confident that we can fix that, and we will have an amendment probably at the next stop to do that. So I would appreciate your favorable support today, and thank you for hearing it, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Boyd. Stephanie, please call the roll on CS for SB 1194.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Harrell? Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Ray Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Cruz?
Yes.
Chair Rodriguez?
Yes. By your vote, CS for SB 1194 is reported favorably. Please take up tab 2, Senate Bill 356 on sales tax holiday for Energy Star and WaterSense products by Senator Jones. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair. And Senate Bill 356 will offer a sales tax holiday on Energy Star appliances and WaterSense products approved by the United States Department of Energy for 1 weekend in April, in order to assist homeowners in their efforts to conserve water and electricity. Currently now, Madam Chair and members, across the state, about 9 million customers are served by Energy Star utility partners, and over 62,000 homes have earned the Energy Star. This will be a great cost saver for homes, and hopefully we can get this past the finish line. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Senator Jones. Are there any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, there is one amendment. Please take up amendment barcode 726568 by Senator Jones. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. Committee staff actually caught this, and so this is a simple amendment approved by the staff that revises the date for the sales tax exemption holiday for 3 days in April 2022 to April 2023, and that is the amendment.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the amendment? Okay, seeing none, are there any appearance forms for the amendment? Okay. Is there any debate on the amendment? All right, Senator Jones, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Okay, are there any appearance forms for the bill? We have several. Okay. First, Lorena Hawley, speaking in support from the Florida Retail Federation. Okay, very good. Thank you. And then Jeff Scala with the Florida Association of Counties, waving in support. Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Jones, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Chair. And I just quickly, I just want to reiterate the importance of us putting money back in the hands of Floridians, and that is what this bill would do. And thank you for hearing this, and thank you, members, for your support.
Absolutely. Stephanie, please call the roll on CS for SB 356.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Harrell? Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Ray Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Cruz?
Yes.
Chair Rodriguez?
Yes. By your vote, CS for SB 356 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
I will now pass the chair to Vice Chair Cruz.
Well, good morning, Senators. Please take up tab 3, CS for SB 1150 on taxation of affordable housing by Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. CS for SB 1150 authorizes a county or municipality to adopt an ordinance to grant an ad valorem tax exemption for property used to provide affordable housing. The property must be in a multifamily project that contains 50 or more residential units, and at least 10% must be used to provide affordable housing, and that is the bill.
Are there any questions, members? Any questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms? Thank you. We have Kelly Millett, Florida Apartment Association, is she's waving, speaking, and she's waving in support. Hey, Kelly. We have French Brown, who is, I have to put my glasses on, kid. Oh, okay. But he didn't put it here. He said he's waving, speaking, and I'm assuming that he is waving in support. Is that correct? Amber Hughes is from the Florida League of Cities, and she's waving in support as well. Thank you, Amber. Members, we're in the debate section. Is there any debate on this bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Rodriguez, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
Stephanie, please call the roll on CS for SB 1150.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Harrell? Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Ray Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Anna Maria Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Chair Cruz?
Yes. And members, by your vote, CS for SB 1150 is reported favorably. And it says here, and it's highlighted, that I have to pass the chair back to Senator Rodriguez.
I know, it's hard.
Darn it.
You did a great job. All right. I want to welcome Senator Harrell, who just arrived, and I'm sure she would like to record her votes on some of the bills that we approved today. Senator Harrell, you're recognized.
Thank you. These chairs are so heavy. Thank you, Senator Wright. Yes, I would very much like to record my vote, please. I'd like to be seen recorded in the affirmative on SB 1194. SB 356 and SB 1150.
Thank you, Senator Harrell. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Harrell moves we adjourn.
Just in time.